Harmony. Written by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, with Tony Juniper and Ian Skelly, and read by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales.
Chapter 1. Harmony. Finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything. William Shakespeare. This is a call to revolution. The earth is under threat. It cannot cope with all that we demand of it. It is losing its balance, and we humans are causing this to happen. Revolution is a strong word, and I use it deliberately. The many environmental and social problems that now loom large on our horizon cannot be solved by carrying on with the very approach that has caused them. If we want to hand on to our children and grandchildren a much more durable way of operating in the world, then we have to embark on what I can only describe as a sustainability revolution, and with some urgency. This will involve our taking all sorts of dramatic steps to change the way we consider the world and act in it. But I believe we have the capacity to take these steps. All we have to see is that the solutions are close at hand. The Earth's alarm bells are now ringing loudly, and so we cannot go on endlessly prevaricating by finding one sceptical excuse after another for avoiding the need for the human race to act in a more environmentally benign way, which really means only one thing: putting nature back at the heart of our considerations once more. But that is only the start of it. We must go much further. Right action cannot happen without right thinking, and in that simple truth lies the deeper purpose of this book. For more than 30 years, I've been working to identify the best solutions to the array of deeply entrenched problems we now face. I've tried to do this, for instance, by demonstrating the principles of what I believe to be truly sustainable agriculture through organic farming. I've tried to demonstrate the principles of sustainable urbanism, which can add social and environmental value to towns and cityscapes through mixed-use development, by placing the pedestrian at the centre of the design process, by emphasising local identity and character, and by the use of ecological building techniques. For many years, I've been working to create effective partnerships between the private, public, and non-governmental organisation sectors, not only to address the serious threats posed by climate change, but also to create major initiatives to try to save what is left of the world's rainforests, as well as other major natural ecosystems, such as oceans and wetlands, which are now under dire threat of collapse. I've also tried for 25 years to encourage social and environmentally responsible business, to suggest a more balanced approach to certain aspects of medicine and healthcare, more rounded ways of educating our children, and a more benign, holistic approach to science and technology. The trouble is that in all these areas I've been challenging the accepted wisdom, the current orthodoxy, and conventional way of thinking, much of it stemming from the 1960s, but with its origins going back over 200 years. Perhaps I should not have been surprised that so many people failed to fathom what I was doing. So many appeared to think or were told that I was merely leaping from one subject to another, from architecture one minute to agriculture the next, as if I spent a morning saving the rainforest, then in the afternoon jumping to help young people start new businesses. What I've actually been trying to demonstrate is that all of these subjects are completely interrelated, and that we have to look at the whole picture to understand the problems we face. For not only does it concern the way we treat the world around us, it is also to do with how we view ourselves. In all my efforts, I've tried to make it clear that all these subjects suffer the same problems because they have become detached from important basic principles. The principles that produce the active state of balance, which is just as vital to the health of the natural world as it is for human society. We call this active but balanced state harmony, and this book is dedicated to explaining how harmony works.